927. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. I'm going to be talking today with Mark and Don from the Monroe Transit District. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Hey, I want to congratulate you on your digs here. Studio was the last time that Carol and I were here. A little different.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't remember if you'd seen it, but no, it's definitely.
Wonderful. You've done a great job. So unfortunately, people can't. They hear us, but they can't see us.
I've thought about streaming it, but I'm like, you know, I think about it, and then I think, no.
There you go. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, with the gold microphone. Okay. All right.
But so just briefly here before we take our first break, what we're going to talk about today.
So we're just going to go over some of the programs and some of the stuff we're running right now at Monroe Randolph. It's an exciting time for us. We're really growing right now. In 2023, we've really we've added a couple new programs, which have had some good growth, and we're excited about it. So we've got some, like I said, we've got some good things going here, and we just kind of want to go over and let listeners know what we have to offer.
And we probably should mention Mark is, I guess you might call yourself a regular a relative newcomer.
Absolutely,
but. Mark is responsible for our community relations, and he has been really working hard to help us grow the business, I guess you would say. And so congrats to him, and welcome to the district. So I think people need to know who you are.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a first break here, get that out of the way, and we will come back and talk with Mark and Don here from the Monroe Transit, Randolph Transit District. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, again, talking today with Mark and Don from the Monroe Randolph Transit District. And I know I see the vehicles out there on the road quite a bit, so people are utilizing, which is a good thing, because that's something that's important to the community, I think.
Absolutely. And that's one of the big things we're right now, or say my job is to get everyone more aware of us. The biggest thing is we kind of have a stigma right now of a lot of people think we only do elderly and handicapped, but we are public transportation. So we literally can take anyone anywhere in the two counties. I mean, so any of us sitting here today, anyone out here listening, literally anyone, we can take anybody in the two counties. And we've got an extended service area too, which I'll get into a little bit more when I get into our programs. But yeah, it's an exciting time. Since I've started working here, it's been interesting, you know, especially over the summer, and the people that are saying, man, I'm seeing your vehicles everywhere, you know. And you don't know if it's just a familiarity thing, that you're just a little bit more accustomed to seeing that name. But yeah, so like I said, it's an exciting time. I think this past fiscal year, we did right at 13,000 rides, and we're on pace right now. I think we're on pace for a little over 16,000 for this next year. So, like I said, we're seeing a lot of growth. Like I said, seeing those vehicles out there, just like I said, trying to get the word out for people to realize that we're public transportation. The big thing is, I believe a lot of us, actually most of us, have ridden public transportation. A lot of time it's in the city. You know, whether we've went to a Cardinals game, or, you know, we went in downtown in St. Louis, we've hopped on it, you don't think anything about it. But public transportation is really, really important in our rural areas too. And it's just trying to get the, you know, the feeling and the concept of, you know, give us a call, hop on, and, you know, we can get you there.
Yeah, so one of the things that Mark had developed was the relationships with schools, because Mark was saying, there's the stigma of who rides. Mark, why don't you touch on just some of the things that we've developed, relationships with the schools?
Well, we've got, obviously, you know, you've got to be careful there with the schools and school buses and stuff. But we've got a private, there's a private high school in Randolph County that they don't have busing service. So I think we've got, I don't know, 6 or 7 kids that, you know, we take to school every day, and we take back, and we've just
on the athletic teams too.
And we've just kind of opened up our horizons on, you know, some things. You know, some of these smaller communities, your ball fields aren't right next to the schools. So, you know, you've got situations to where, you know, kids are getting off school at 3 o'clock, and parents have to figure out how to get them out to that field by 3:30. You know, and it doesn't fit every situation, but you know, we found an area there where here in Sparta we had I'm wanting to say 5 or 6 parents, you know, that they scheduled with us, and we pulled up to the, and junior high is going to be your big thing because of course the kids don't drive. So we had we pulled up there, the kids hopped on, and we took them to practice. So it's just like that. It's just kind of thinking outside of the box and just trying to get people to realize that literally we can take anyone anywhere, you know, as long as it's in our service area, you know, we can handle it. We had an example one time, in Redbud, there was a grandmother who was babysitting all her grandchildren. And it just so happened to be either she didn't have a vehicle equipped to handle them all or whatever, but the kids wanted to go to the swimming pool. She gave us a call. We sent, you know, we came up, picked them up, took them to the swimming pool. Like I said, it's things like that that we just want people to get more recognized that, like I said, we are public transportation. If you see our vehicles out there, realize we're taking people to work. Obviously now we've got some kids, we're going to school. Of course your doctor's visits in hospitals, those are still big things for us. But I mean, pretty much if you can think of it right now, we can get you there. So,
And you find, that the parents trust the service, which is really important. They know that we have good drivers, well-trained, and they do a good job in getting our children where they need to be and on time. So it's a good service.
Yeah. You know, I people that, I guess, live in metro areas and stuff are used to it, but in rural areas and stuff, people still kind of... Like you said, yep. Making them more aware that it is there.
Yeah, we had a conversation with our project manager for the state, and we were discussing that about, you know, our big thing right now is just getting the word out about public transportation. And he was he grew up in the Belleville area, and he was just like, I can't even imagine. He's like, I've used public transportation since I was a little bit. He goes, it's there and you use it. And like I said, we just want people to realize that, you know, we're here also. We're here in Monroe and Randolph, and, you know, give us a call, use us. Right now, anybody wants to follow us, gomrtd.com is our website. We did a new website overhaul here recently. Also, we can always be reached at 618-443-9087. We have a fantastic dispatch crew, and they can help you out with your needs. So obviously we're also on your social medias. You can find us at Monroe Randolph Transit District on Facebook and on Instagram. So like I said, we're out there if you want to, you know, kind of dig into it a little more and see what we're about. But like I said, we're looking forward to giving to more citizens some rides. So
right.
But some of the programs we got going on right now. One of the new, we've got two new ones we started this year. One that's really big for Randolph County right now is our Go Local program. We joined in with the local municipalities and did a fair sponsorship program. And with that, it allowed us to offer half price $3 rides for rides that were taking place within those municipalities. So if you're our thought was behind that, trying to get people to stay, you know, have the citizens stay and shop local, doctor local, dine local to those communities, you know, because it's such a huge thing. You know, we're a majority of us around here are fairly small, and you know, you want to try to keep your citizens, you know, in your town and spending their money there. So, like I said, that's been a really big thing, as people know, with growing gas prices and everything else. A $3 ride is, you know, you can't hardly beat it. Like I said, and that's if you're, you know, it's Stillville to Stillville, Sparta to Sparta, any Redbud to Redbud, and Chester to Chester. So any rides that are taking place in those four municipalities, it's a $3 ride. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, when Mark made presentations to the city councils in each of the communities, the awareness, or the lack of awareness, I guess you might say, Mark, but the awareness increased tremendously. And those communities, the four that he mentioned, bought into the concept and participated in it. And it's been very successful.
And those four communities were just so supportive. I went in, you know, especially being fairly new and not really not knowing what to expect. And my goodness, those city councils and those mayors were just so supportive. And, you know, because of course they want to give back to their citizens also. And that's what it is. I mean, it's them giving back to their citizens saying, hey, you know, we're doing this, we're trying to help you out, get you around the town. And so they were super supportive. You know, of course there was a few of them that, you know, didn't realize public transportation existed in our counties. So that was nice to kind of get the word out there. But like I said, the overall support, and even now, you know, seeing those members, you know, out in town and talking, and they're excited, you know, they're saying, hey, how's the rides going? And so it's been a really good thing. You know, it's really exciting.
Right. It's a real local resource, that an additional resource that many people didn't know they had and available to themselves.
Right. I had someone I knew that had lived for years in the city, and they really didn't want to move down, you know, in Southern Illinois because there wasn't any public transportation. Well, that, you know, that was a few years ago, but, you know, so that's an important thing to a lot of people.
Absolutely. It really is. And like I said, you know, some of us kind of get spoiled because, you know, we drive everywhere because we're down here in the rural areas. You know, we do, mm-hmm. we get spoiled, and, you know, but there's people that don't have access to, you know, don't have that. And then they have to lean on others, you know, and there's certain times they don't want to do that. So, you know, we're here to help their needs. You know, we've got a great service. And, like I said, the biggest thing is it's just getting the concept that we are public transportation, you know, because there are a handful of vans that run around that, you know, kind of look like ours. They're white vans, you know, but look for the big MRTD logo. You'll definitely see them. We can definitely help you out.
Hey, a couple of things, Mark, I wanted you to touch on. Do we have to take a break yet or not?
Are we good? I'll tell you what, we can go ahead and do that, and then we'll come back and talk on that.
Yep.
All right, so we'll take this break. We'll be back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Got some time left in the program today. Talking with Mark and Don from the Monroe Randolph Transit District. And Mark, you're talking about, you mentioned some of the programs.
Yeah,
and different things,
so I'd gone over the Go Local program. That was a new one we started this year. The other thing I kind of wanted to talk about is, you know, how our normal operation, but one of our big things is demand response. And that's like what I was talking about. Anyone could call in. So, you know, any of us sitting here listening today, we'd call in right now to our dispatch, 618-443-9087, and we'd schedule a ride for tomorrow. So our demand response is curb to curb. So we, you know, you give us your address, we come pick you up there, and we take you to exactly where you want to go. So, and those rides there are anywhere in either county. That's $6 one-way rides. Like I said, it's a curb-to-curb service. You call us today, we'll get you scheduled for tomorrow, and we take you where you want to go. So the other thing, and I had mentioned a little bit earlier about some of our extended areas. So another program we came up with, we did some surveying of citizens, you know, down here in Randolph County and in Monroe, and kind of tried to fill a need here. So we came up with a program called Go St. Clair. And our Go St. Clair route is, it's an actual deviated fixed bus route, like what you'd be accustomed to having bus stops. And we've got one that starts in Stillville that runs on Tuesday, Thursday. One that starts in Chester runs on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then the one in Waterloo runs on Tuesday and Thursday also. And the main goal of that is to get people up on the Greenmount Corridor. There's so much to offer up there. You've got the first thing you're going to run into right off the bat on Greenmount is going to be SWCC, and it's SWCC, the Metrolinx right there. So with that, of course, if somebody, whether, you know, it could be a student going to school, of course, get some on that Metrolink if they need to get into St. Louis. Cause you know, we do have some, riders that's what they need. They need to get into the St. Louis area. Of course, everything else up on Greenmount, you've got Memorial, St. Elizabeth's, you've got, different dialysis places. You've got all kinds of dining and shopping. The Greenmount corridor is just absolutely amazing. And that was our whole goal. So, you know, those routes, they start down here, they get you up there. That normally, which I, this is absolutely amazing to me, but that ride up there and back is a $10 ride. So to go all the way up into St. Clair County on Greenmount and back is a $10 ride. But for the month of December, like I said, we just got this program started October 2nd. So it's just getting its feet wet. For the month of December, any ride on Go St. Clair is free. So, you know, the big thing is try it out. This be a great time, the month of December, to try this. You can either give us a call at 443-9087 or go to gomrtd.com. And we have our schedule, our maps and schedules on there. We run from each location, we run two per day. I think the earliest they starts like 7 a.m. They run up. St. Elizabeth's our last spot. They stop there, they wait for an hour, and then they start making the trek back down. A couple hours later, we take another one up and it comes back. So it's not like if it was something you wanted to use, you'd be, you know, stuck up in St. Clair County all day. Definitely contact us on that. Or like I said, go see us at gomrtd.com and see if, you can get those schedules around when we're taking those trips. So
you might wonder how we can go through St. Clair County. Obviously, mm-hmm. they have their own service, but we have a really good relationship with them. I'm not sure if you can say we got their permission, Mark, but
absolutely.
We have a working relationship allows us to go through their county and stop mm-hmm.
yeah,
in
we
different
definitely,
places.
Yeah, we definitely did. We got their permission. I mean, there's some areas there that they don't service. You've got Marissa, New Athens, that St. Clair actually, so you've got rural areas
that's
there
how
that
are it started.
Getting, yeah. yeah. So they're getting no service at all, you know, and so we were trying to figure out how we could help, you know, because that's what we're about. We're about helping people, you know, trying to get people moving around and if our service can help them. So we looked into that and seen that St. Clair wasn't servicing those areas. So we got a hold of St. Clair County Transit and we had a couple of really, really good discussions with them. And from there, this kind of grew into something. So like I said, that's an exciting time for us. Something else I wanted to mention, you know, I said for the month of December that, we are doing free trips on that Go St. Clair. So like I said, definitely try it out. The other thing, something we can offer, if you have a friend or a loved one out there and you know that they do use our service right now, mm-hmm. you can call in to us and you can buy strips of tickets. You know, they can be a great gift, a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely, you know, because like I said, if you have a loved ones and they're using our service, you know, there's nothing better than, you know, buying them some tickets so they don't have to worry about that.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's our programs right now. It doesn't do much here for Randolph, but we have our MRTD Express, which is out of Waterloo. That's just another one that the big help up there is, especially in Monroe, is getting them up into St. Clair County. And the majority of they hook up with MetroLink. There's some of them use that for jobs mm-hmm. that work in St. Louis. We run a morning and an AM and a PM. So that's another one of our programs. Also, just to let everybody know that's out there, all of our vehicles are ADA compliant, wheelchair lift equipped. All of our drivers are trained in passenger assistance. So definitely not new to that. So you don't have to worry. You know, that's actually, I was kind of surprised of how many times I get asked that question, you know, about lifts or whatever. But every single vehicle that MRTD owns is wheelchair lift equipped or ramp equipped. So
you could actually, I mean, if you were going to, let's say, a Cardinal baseball game or a Blues hockey game or something, you could get there without ever having to drive your vehicle at all. I mean, you just connect with MetroLink.
Yeah, you connect with mm-hmm. MetroLink. The biggest thing you'd want to make sure of, especially coming from this area going up there, is the timing of it.
Right.
Because right now we run 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. So once it gets a little bit later, you know, and we're hoping, you know, we've got some other things on the back burner that, you know, as we kind of get these programs out and we keep growing, as the district keeps growing, like I said, it's exciting just getting the two new programs out this year, the mm-hmm. Go St. Clair and the Go Local. It's been exciting times. And as we keep growing, we've got some other stuff and, you know, in the back of our mind, it's just, you know, it's just kind of growth and, you know, just trying to get them taken care of and, you know, move to the next step. But we've got some other, like I said, we've got some other stuff on the back burner that's exciting for us. It should be really good for the counties and the communities. So.
And I don't think we've said enough about our dispatchers. They're really the backbone of the program. And at a recent seminar that I was at, with the IDOT, they were stressing managing your complaints. Well, we have very, very, very few complaints. It's because our dispatchers deal with any problem right up front. And our riders can be assured of that with our dispatchers. And they're very polite and very kind on the phone and are there to serve. They understand how important service is. So we've got very few complaints.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be honest. I started in February, and they're going to get a laugh out of this because they're laughing right now. But in all seriousness, the team at MRTD is very impressive. It's just a great group of people that their main goal is to help people. That's their main goal. It's amazing to me some of the ideas that have came up with to get people moved around and to get them, you know, where they needed to go at that time. And MRT's just, like I said, they've got a great team. It's an exciting place to work, and I'm just thrilled to be there. Yeah.
You know, I would always get my hair cut way back when, Jeff, when I had hair. The barber had on his shirt, "We aim to please." And that's pretty much what our staff does.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple.
Yep.
Again, someone we're interested in, they can get a hold of you. I know several different ways.
Yeah, we got several different ways. You can give us a call. Give us a call, 618-443-9087. Like I said, our dispatch team is fantastic. They can help you. Or if you want more information about what I've covered today, go to gomrtd.com. And we have all our services, and there's plenty of places on there. You can either email us, give us a call if you have a question. But like I said, we can definitely help with your public transportation needs. So,
all right. Well, looks like we're out of time, but thanks for stopping
in. It was great seeing
you. Yeah, thanks for having us, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Glad to have you. All right. That'll wrap things up today for The People Speak. I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.